Good morning. In the last 2 weeks in March, short seller added 9 million shares to their position. In other words, they're selling stock they don't own. They're making a $25 million bet against the company. This comes on top of the 30-odd million shares that were already short. So in other words, at today level, we have $100 million bet against the company. And I think it helps to try to understand where these people are coming from. First, in terms of the potential profit from their position, the maximum they can make is $100 million because a stock will never go under zero. And from where they've probably shorted, that is the amount of the potential upside for them. On the other hand, the potential downside for them is very, very significant. So let's analyze this. First, from a standpoint of fundamentals. The world is short energy, and this is becoming increasingly evident. So to start with, energy companies are going to do extremely well for the balance of this year because we're short of oil and we're short of gas on a global basis. As far as we're concerned, we're particularly short of gas. As you can see, European prices are in the $6.50 neighborhood for the balance of this year, and Asian prices are over $7 comfortably. So fundamentally, this looks extremely good for tellurium on a long-term basis, both from a sector standpoint and from a particular standpoint. So we have a very good chance of achieving our $5 of cash flow per share on a long-term basis if we can continue to execute on our strategy. One more possibility would be that the shorts would be expecting us to have to raise money or to be in a situation to be illiquid. Nothing could be further from the truth. We've repaid most of our debt, and we're sitting in a very comfortable liquid position in order that allows us to contemplate the future very comfortably. So with no issues on the short term and support on the long-term fundamentals, the situation could not be better for tellurium. So what do you think is going to happen when we start announcing some of these long-term commercial agreements that we've been working on for so long? This would be an interesting question, and we will see how the market reacts when this happens. Thank you very much.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, future natural gas and LNG supply, demand, prices and market conditions, future cash flow, financial conditions and liquidity, future commercial agreements, and tellurium's future performance and prospects. These risks include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of tellurium for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other tellurium filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of April 20th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although tellurium may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.